Chapter 6 Mysterious Names. The girls look at the floor.
This floor is very dirty. It is made of stone and it's difficult to clean. Let's wash it with hot water and detergent,
says Susan.
So Susan and Kelly wash the stone floor. Suddenly, Susan stops washing. She looks at the stones and says,
I can't believe this. There are names on these stones.
Her friends come and look.
One name is George Johnson. Then there's Rebecca Putnam and Sarah Morley.
This is very strange,
says Bill.
Look at the other names.
He reads them and then he counts them.
There are 20. This is a mystery. Who wrote them? What do they mean?
Can you repeat the names? Perhaps I can find them in my book,
says Susan. Bill tells her the names. She finds all of them in her book.
How spooky! These are the names of the 20 witches of the hangings of 1692. There are 7 men and 13 women. Look at this page. The Salem Witch Hangings of 1692. June 10th, 1 hanging. July 19th, 5 hangings. August 19th, 5 hangings. September 19th, 1 hanging. September 22nd, 8 hangings.
What can we do?
Asks Kelly.
Nothing,
says Bill.
Are you afraid of names on stones?
But these are not the names of ordinary people. These are the names of 20 witches,
says Megan.
Witches have magic powers.
We can show our friends at the party. We can scare them,
says Nick, laughing.
That's a great idea. This Halloween party is exciting,
says Bill.
Let's put the decorations on the walls. There are bats, spiders, and pumpkins.
Who wants to bring the food and drinks?
Asks Nick.
Megan and I can bring pumpkin pies and Halloween cookies,
says Kelly.
I can bring apple pies, popcorn, and sweets,
says Susan.
Let me bring drinks and candles,
says Bill.
Then I can bring paper plates, paper cups, and a paper tablecloth. I can also bring some chairs,
says Nick.
Don't forget your portable radio, Nick,
says Kelly.
Okay, so everything is ready for the party,
says Bill.
We must be here at 8 o'clock to prepare things. The party starts at 9 p.m.
It's Monday, October 31st. Halloween. There are Halloween decorations in the homes, in the shops, and in the classrooms. When school finishes, Kelly buys a wig and a mask of an old lady. That evening, Kelly and Megan put on their costumes. When Mrs. Connor sees them, she says,
What wonderful costumes! A green alien and an old lady.
I'm not an ordinary old lady. I'm a Salem witch, and the year is 1692,
says Kelly.
Wow,
says Mr. Connor.
Where is the party?
It's at the abandoned house near the old cemetery.
That's exciting. Have fun,
says Mr. Connor.
Goodbye, girls. Have fun,
says Mrs. Connor.